For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Like Paul Revere, former police officer Howard Wooldridge is riding his horse Misty back across America, proclaiming that we must legalize all drugs. Let's ask him why.
Well, Dean, this morning I ran into four German tourists who were completely blown away that there's an American cowboy riding across America who spoke fluent German. But we had a great discussion on the war on drugs, and they also believe that it ought to be handled by doctors and clinics as it normally is in Germany.
Well, it's not just the German tourists. Who are the everyday people, the farmers and the ranchers you meet?
Farmers and ranchers all across. I've had incidences where one farmer will talk to the other and say, hey, go ask him why I'm on his T-shirt. And like the one guy said, hey, I already know why. People in cafes, people in the stores ask me, and they're all over it. So it's really been an extremely positive response all over the place. It's been great.
Howard, I had a haircut last week, and my barber, without any prodding from me, sounded much like a member of LEAP. A lot of people are getting this, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. You know, Dean, and real important, I went a week off in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, spoke to Rotaries, Kiwanis, and churches, and I spoke to 161 Rotarians at Albuquerque, and the questions coming back were fantastic. I had 12, 14 people come up, shake my hand, say, God bless, keep going, I agree with you. It was just a tremendous positive response from the crowd that, again, tells me that this thing is cracking, and all we got to do is keep pushing on it.
The army of those who want this drug war to continue is dwindling by the day, is it not?
It is, because everybody knows that it's not working. You know, when I asked the Rotary in Santa Fe, where the chief of police was in attendance, war on drugs, how's that working for you in New Mexico? Yeah, and they say, hey, you can get all the drugs you want. And it goes downhill from there. I mean, even these conservative groups know this is not working. The only question left is, where do we go from here? And that's where we try to provide some new ideas, new directions that can be discussed and then implemented.
Today's one of those days I envy you. Where are you at, my friend?
Dean, I'm looking at the Rio Grande Gorge to my left, near Taos, New Mexico. Right in front of me are about a half dozen snow-capped mountains and some more mountains off to my right. It's just a gorgeous day, 70 degrees, pure sunshine. This is one of the gorgeous days, the best days we've had to ride down the road. From south of Taos, New Mexico, looking at some beautiful, gorgeous scenery of America, this is Howard Wooldridge, Paul Revere saying goodbye.
I think I should remind folks that Howard Wooldridge is a spokesman for law enforcement against prohibition. People who have been in the trenches of the drug war and seen that it's a horrible, abject failure. Their website, leap.cc. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.